And today we also continue in the series that we've been in the last couple of weeks, looking into the book of 1 John and talking about the love of God. We have a love of God, a love from God to us, and that love makes us his children. This is what we find in 1 John chapter 5. Today being Confirmation Sunday, we had our two confirmation students who shared their faith, their understanding, their commitment to God today. I happen to know Gina's pretty well, but I'm proud of both of these young ladies today. As they've explored, as they've understood, as they've explained today that they are, through faith, God's children, and that applies to all who have faith. You are a child of God. This is what 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 says. Let's read this together. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. So it's belief that's important. It's through faith in Christ that we are made to be children of God. John, same writer, in his gospel writing in chapter 1 of John, the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that gospel, in chapter 1, he talks about that we are children of God. Children born not of the flesh, not of the will of the Father, being the human Father, but born of the Spirit, born of God through faith in Jesus. This is what John's talking about. And so through faith in Christ, we become children of God. It's the same path for everyone who's a child of God. It's faith in Christ, and that makes us children of God. Children claimed by him. He has claimed you. Through baptism. Oftentimes in the Lutheran Church, we baptize all ages. In the Lutheran Church. So if someone's not baptized, absolutely baptized. But we also practice as a traditional of the church that's been practiced for hundreds of years, thousands of years. I mean, we go back all the way to the very early church, and infant baptism, that's a baptism of babies, is the practice of the church. So the Lutheran Church continues this practice, and these two ladies were baptized quite young. Jesse, you talked about your baptism. Gina, I remember yours because you were the first baptism that I got to do. I wasn't quite a vicar. She was born in St. Louis my second year at the seminary, and we were connected to a church there, and the pastor of the church let me baptize my daughter because I was working toward ordination. I was going to be a pastor, and so it was an exciting thing that I got to do, my very first baptism right here, which was great. I loved it, and it's a fun thing to know and be able to remember the first baptism I did. Otherwise, I might forget who it was. I don't remember who was second, actually. I could look it up. I have records of those things. But through baptism, we are claimed. We are marked. The sacrament of baptism, the Spirit of God, is at work with the water, through the water and the Word together in baptism, marking us, claiming us. And so today in confirmation, what these students are doing is confirming what was begun by the Spirit of God in the waters of baptism somewhere around 13 to 16 years ago when they were baptized. We're confirming what God has already begun. The faith that was born in them by the Spirit of God at work is being confirmed. They are saying, yes, I believe what God has been doing in my life. The students confirm what God has done and say, yes, this is my faith. So, questions. Is this your faith too? Is this the faith that you believe, that Jesus is the Christ? That's what 1 John 5:1 says. If you believe Jesus is the Christ, what's that mean? It means he's the anointed one, the one who was set apart for God's purpose. It means he's the one who carried out the purpose of God as prophet, priest, and king. The word Christ literally means anointed. So we believe that, we profess that faith as a church and as we gather. Is that your faith too? And the second question is this, what's your story? What's your testimony? If you were to stand here at this pulpit and share your story, how God's been at work in your life, what would it include? A lot of times we can look back on our lives and think of the things that God has been doing, the ways that he has shaped our lives and steered our lives. What's the testimony? What's your story? What's your story of faith? And many times as we look back, we can also identify how God has expressed his love for us, because God loves his children. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and God loves his children. Early in our parenting years, now this Gina is confirmation, but I'm going to tell a story that includes Max, her older brother. We lived in a house, and it had like half a dozen steps out the back door of the house, and they were wood, and they were fairly stable. I mean, they weren't rickety like, you know, you walk down them and you fall or anything. But they weren't short steps. They were fairly tall, and they were open, so like you could there was no piece here. You know what I'm saying? Like the step, and then it was open through there, and so you know if you fell, it was potentially dangerous. And Max was like this old, and so we remember going out that back door, down those steps into the backyard, and we remember holding his hand. And there was something different about holding the hand of the child. Like, we realized, you know, I think Paula pointed this out, that when we hold the hand of the child, it's different from holding each other's hand. It's different from any other hand holding that we've done, because the parent is holding the child for safety. The child is probably holding the parent's hand for comfort. It's comfortable, it's reassuring to hold the hand of the parent, but the parent is holding the hand for protection, for safety. So if Max, when he was this old, if he started to fall down those stairs, what happens? You pull his elbow out of the sock. No, you... So confession is good for the soul, right? I never did that with my son. But I have a little sister. Yeah, I did that once. That nursemaid's elbow thing, I was responsible for that. But we never did that on those stairs. Back to the story. You hold tight. You keep from falling. You keep the child from falling down. That's the responsibility side of the holding of the hand. That's what God does. God holds our hands. In his love for us as his children, God grips our hands and holds on to us so that if we fall, he's there to catch us. We hold his hand for comfort. It's not the same. The way we hold on to God is not the same as the way he holds on to us. And it's in his love for us that he holds on to us. Jesse, in your story, you shared how God has been with you and guided you and brought you out from a difficult situation you were in and brought you to a better place for you to have your childhood and your adolescent years, and has formed you through that into the person you are. And that is what God does for his children. Now, we don't all share the same details of the story. Your details are not what I have experienced, but in a lot the same way, God cares for us through hardship, through difficulty, and loves us through it, even if we don't get brought out from it, he loves us in it. He holds on to us. He clings to us and holds us in his care and in his love. And in his care and in his love, God's children are victorious. We're winners. You know, it's said winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. No, winning isn't everything, but we like winning, right? Maybe it's not the only thing, but we sure do enjoy it. Local sports teams have had some fairly successful seasons recently. The Sharks are in the playoffs. They could use a little boost right now, right? 3-2. I'm looking at Kevin. He's a big Sharks fan. Down 3-2 in the series, but they're looking okay. They're home tonight, right? Home tonight. So tune in. Cheer on the Sharks. We want our sharks to, you know, move on. It's interesting. My loyalty to various teams has been progressive as I've moved around. I grew up in Cincinnati, so I still remain a Reds fan and a Bengals fan. Not always easy. The latter have been successful two seasons. So we got that going for us. Some local team beat them in the Super Bowl two times. Not that I have any grudges.
Yes, I do.
The Reds have had some really successful times when I was a kid, and not so much lately. We like winning, right? We moved from Cincinnati to St. Louis. I didn't pick up any affiliation with any teams in St. Louis, so I never really rooted for the Blues. So I consider the Sharks my hockey team now because I never really had one, see? NBA-wise, I lived in Oklahoma City, and I'm still loyal to the Thunder. I apologize to all you Golden State fans, but that's how it is. We enjoy winning. Kentucky Derby was yesterday, so if you watch the Derby, you know that this picture is not from yesterday's Kentucky Derby. Yesterday's Kentucky Derby was a complete sloppy mess. It had rained and rained, and the track was mud, and the favorite, 5-2, whatever that means, that horse was the winner. How many watched the race? Okay, a third of us. So if you didn't watch the race, you can ask one of the people that held up their hands if this is true or not after when we're out there, okay? You can ask them about this. End of the race, they showed a shot of the finish, and the horse that won had been at the front or near the front the entire race, and the other horses that were in the top three or four who were also in the shot were just completely covered in mud. And it was a wonder that the jockey or the horse could see anything, and maybe they were just doing it by ear. You know, where's the lead horse? And they would just follow the sound of that gallop or whatever. Or it's just by habit. You know, it's muscle memory. This is how we turn. I don't know. It's a complete sloppy mess, though, and the winning horse, it was exciting, you know, to have the favorite horse win. But it was a mess. Closer to home, Gina's running track now, and Thursday we cheered her on as she won the mile in the track meet that was over at Milpitas High School, so that was very exciting. And the point of all this talk about winning is that God has made us victorious. Through Christ, we overcome the world. Verse 4 of 1 John 5 says this, "Every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." The victory literally was achieved for us by Jesus, who gave his life for ours and gives us the victory. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Makes us victorious over the world. A lot of times we come through life and we're going to have some times when we're getting the mud on us. That the effects of the world, the temptations of the world gets on us a little bit. We start to look like those horses that were in second and third and fourth place. That's how we would look, except here's what happens. God in his mercy, through the grace in Christ that we receive, cleans us up. So we don't come through the race spotless because we're the lead horse. We come through spotless because God washes us clean. Cleanses us from all unrighteousness, all of our sin, and gives us the victory that we have. And we are blessed by him. We're blessed with faith in the Son of God, in the Christ. We're blessed with the forgiveness of our sin and the promise of eternity. We're blessed with freedom from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, and with fellowship among God's people. What great blessings we have. In John chapter 15, our gospel reading for today was an encouragement to remain. In the last few weeks, we've had words about abide and live in God's love. As we live in God's love, as we abide in God's love, as we remain in his love, which is what we heard in 1 John 15, we then grow in faith. As you remain in God's love, you continue in your confession. This is the encouragement to you guys today, and to all of us, actually. is to continue in your confession. Hebrews chapter 10 says it this way, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Hold fast to it. Cling to it. Sometimes when we're going around the track of life and the mud is splattering on us and we're feeling dirty and like we can't see anything and we don't know where we're going, well, we need to hold fast to our confession. We need to listen for instruction and hear God's voice. Like the picture of an anchor. If you've been on a ship before, there's a chance you've seen an anchor. Now, I was never a sailor or a marine or a submariner like Ray was. I've never used an anchor, but I know what an anchor is for. When the ship is moving, the anchor looks like it's just along for the ride. It's there. It doesn't look like it's doing anything. Because when it's moving along and going the right direction, you don't need the anchor. Or it looks like you don't need the anchor, but you better have the anchor, right? Because there's going to be a time when you need an anchor. If you want the ship to stay in place, what do? You drop the anchor. That doesn't mean you get rid of the anchor. That means you put the anchor down in the bottom seabed, and the anchor keeps the ship in place. Yep. If there's a storm, what do you need? You need an anchor to hold the ship in place. Because the ship can get tossed back and forth, moved around by the current, even knocked over. You need an anchor. Life can be like that. We need an anchor. When we're going along and everything's just fine, sometimes it seems like our anchor, which is God, is just along for the ride. Maybe we feel sometimes like we don't really need God, but we do. We better have God in our lives, because there are going to be times when the storm comes, and what do we need? We need the anchor to keep us in place, to keep us from getting tossed around or sunk. We need the anchor. Call on God. Thank him in every circumstance. Keep that anchor as part of your life and your confession, anchoring you in the hope that you have in Jesus, and follow him. Follow his direction. Obey his commandments. That was in verse 2 today in another place. To obey, to be obedient, to follow Jesus. And here's the thing about following Jesus. We're never, ever done. Sometimes we can follow a person and then we catch up to that person and then we're walking together. We always are following Jesus. We get closer to him as we follow him, but we don't try to pass Jesus. Don't get out in front of him. Continue to follow and walk in the footsteps of Christ. What's that mean? Follow his direction. Be obedient to his commandments. Live as his disciple and do the things that he calls you to do. And stay connected. Stay connected to God and to his church. Before I became a pastor, I was an engineer. Many of you know that, but for people I've just met, an engineer, and one of the jobs I had when I was working as an engineer was tech support. So I got to be the guy on the other end of the telephone when something wasn't working or wasn't working right, and so the instructions were probably still in the box or thrown away or lost or whatever, and the phone rings and I pick it up. I can't tell you how many times the solution was plug it in. When you're a tech support engineer, you are not supposed to say the things that you think. And thankfully, I don't think I ever did. There was a time, I heard a story of a person. I was working for a company in Indiana that made pressure switches and controls, and I heard this story. I never got to talk to a person that did something like this, but they installed a pressure switch in the duct or whatever it was in, and took the black wire and the white wire and put them together and put the wire nut on it and wondered why it didn't work. There were no other wires connected to this pressure switch. And they wondered why it didn't work. Connect it. That was the simple answer that You don't get to say when you're the tech support guy on the other end of the phone because you want a repeat customer. And if you make them feel bad, then they might not call back to place the next order. The point is this: stay connected. Stay connected to God and His church. Today might kind of feel like a graduation. You're wearing a robe. There's people talking. There's going to be pictures taken of you. You know, this is important. You get a certificate. It's not a diploma. You've studied and learned some things, right? This is not a graduation. Because staying connected to God and His church and following Jesus in our lives is something that's never, ever done. We never graduate until that day when we're called home or Jesus comes back, whichever comes first. And we graduate. And then it's a great big party that we share in. Stay connected to God and His church means this: stay connected, plugged in to the source of our strength, of our faith, of our power, of our wisdom, of our love, of our grace that we have in God. It can be a challenge. It can be a challenge in our lives when things feel like they're going great. We might be tempted to look elsewhere, wander off, do our own thing, or whatever. When things are challenging, the world says, go figure it out yourself. Or gives us all kinds of other options or things to think about or things to try or self-help, whatever, or, you know, all these ideas. Stay connected to God. Sometimes when our vacuum cleaner isn't, you know, you push the button and it doesn't turn on, what's the first thing you do? Hopefully you check and plug it in. Sometimes the plug just looks like it's plugged in, but it isn't. It needs a little nudge. Sometimes we need a little nudge. We need to just get reconnected back into what God has for us in His grace and reconnect to His church. Because His church is where the word and sacraments are. It's our place to recharge, to reconnect, for fellowship and encouragement with others. And it's through the church that Jesus has promised to work. Today you'll make promises to remain faithful, to be connected. And those promises are important. And the encouragement is to remain in the love of Christ. Remain in His love. It's a love that He has for us. It's a love that abounds. It's a love that we find here in 1 John. It's a love that's for all of us as God's children. Receive that love. Believe that love. Remain in that love of Christ. Amen.